Hi, my name is Joseph Lewis.
And I'm LaShonda Lewis.
And you're listening to Life
and Love
with the Lewises.
Hey, 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 we're so glad you guys are here on our new podcast. We're so excited.
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? So glad you guys are here joining us on the podcast. This is episode number one, pilot. It's a long time coming. It's yep. But this is awesome. So just some light introductions. Some light introductions into who we are, what this is all about. My name is Joseph Lewis. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm passionate about a few things in life. One of those things is God. I love God first and foremost, who's the head of my life.
Oh my gosh, testimony service.
It's testimony. But seriously, grew up in the church. I love music. That's where my passion of music was born. Was in the church. I started off playing the drums, led to playing the piano, and I just have a love for all kinds of music. But I love to play Christian music, CCM music, gospel music. I have a passion for that. I'm also passionate about my family, and I'm passionate about friendships. I'm a people person. I love to hang out, which is the exact polar opposite of my wife. And I'm passionate about sports. I love sports. I love to watch football. I love to play basketball, and I really get bought in to sports and stuff like that. So. You want to say a little bit about yourself?
Of course. So he's absolutely right when he talks about we're like complete polar opposites. It's crazy how we're even in love, guys.
Crazy.
But I love him.
Like really crazy.
But I am LaShonda. I am an introverted creative. I love music just like my husband does. And I love all things art. I love doing things with my hands. I love being able to create things and just have that alone time just to, it's really peaceful to me, you know? All my introverts, y'all know what I'm talking about, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I also as well grew up in the church. I'm actually a praise and worship leader. I love to sing. And so that is a passion of mine as well. I love to encourage people and let them know who they are. You know, that's something that I'm really passionate about too. I have had the wonderful privilege of being a mommy of three kiddos. I love them. They keep me on my toes. They just make me tired too, but I just love them so, so much. I was able to stay at home with them to raise them for about 10 years, and now I'm in the workforce. So that is something that is also kind of a doozy. So that's just something new, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about. But again, we're so glad that you guys are on our podcast. This has been something that we've been wanting to do for a very long time.
Very long time. Shout out to all the moms that are stay-at-home moms.
Yes.
It's a very difficult job, and I have much respect for it. So, yeah, we've been married for 12 years. When did we get married?
July 15th, 2007.
It seems so long ago. Now that it's like 2020, 2007 is just like, it's eon. It seems like eons ago, but then when we really start spending time with each other and stuff like that, it seems like it's just yesterday, because we can recall the memories and recall certain situations that we were in and experiences and all that stuff. And hopefully we get to share some of those experiences with you guys. And you know, kind of take you on a journey and hopefully give you guys some wisdom. If you're looking to be in love, or you're in love or in a relationship, hopefully you can benefit from some of the things that we had to say.
Yeah. Our story is kind of crazy. Like, we met when I was 13, 14 or 13.
You was a youngin'.
Was I 13?
Mm-hmm.
And you were 14.
So I was 14, about to be 15.
Yeah. So that's when we met. Of course, we didn't get married that young, but yeah, our story is
that was like 19. That was 1999. Mm-hmm. So. Y2K popping off.
So we've lived through a couple like
pandemics right?
and like crazy right? stuff,
including this current pandemic.
Yes. So we're sitting here. What time? You know, what better time than now to start? So
1999. My dad found a little church in Evanston, Illinois. Shout out to ECOG, Evanston Church of God. Love you guys out there. So we go to this new church, and my dad heard about it from a friend or whatever, and we go down, and I'm sitting there, and I swear I just feel someone just with their eyes just glaring at me, and I look over and I see this beautiful young, like, just beautiful little lady looking at me, and she is just like staring at me.
Yes, I have no shame. I was staring him down. Okay?
With the biggest with the biggest smile I've ever seen, and no one's ever really looked at me like that, and I'm like, not even at school. And so she, you know, I look at her and she turns away, and then she continues to look at me. I'm like, what is up with this girl?
It was love at first sight. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us have had that happen in our lifetime. I was 13. You was fine. Okay, you still fine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I didn't know what love was. I didn't know what that was. I wouldn't focus on that.
But I did. I watched plenty of TV shows.
So, you know, like some time passed. I think we visited the church. Some time passed. We never really talked until like a month or two later. I think that was like,
mm-hmm. I think so.
It was in the fall that I first came to that church. And then it wasn't until December 17th. That there was this Christmas program, and again the same thing is happening. She's in this cute little red outfit, and she is looking at me. I mean, staring me down. And so at the end of the program, her brother actually comes up to me and was like, "Hey, my sister really likes you."
Mm-hmm. I was too shy to approach him. And, plus, my mom was kind of crazy, so like.
And all you see is this little red dress girl darting to the other end of the of the building, trying to hide because she's embarrassed of what her brother was doing, and I thought it was really cute. I was feeling her; she looked good, and I wanted to talk to her. So like, you know, he was like, "Hey, let me just get your number." You know, so I wrote it down on a $1 bill.
He sure did. I thought that was the smoothest move. I was like, okay, he is fine and smooth.
Nowadays, she's trying to get me to just give her $100 bills without my number on it.
true.
Yeah, but that was the first experience, my first experience with seeing her, and it was... It's like forever ingrained in my head.
Yeah. That's the way our story starts, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, one thing led to another. She eventually called me and everything, and we got to know each other. We talked. And I mean, it was really crazy because, like, we found that we had so much in common, but there was so much that I had to learn about her. And one thing that you will never stop doing in a relationship is learning about your partner, learning about your spouse. As we continue to grow, we're still learning about each other.
Yeah, honey, I think you said that really well. In marriage, that's something that we're never going to stop, which is, you know, learning about each other. So, man, we're just, again, so excited about our podcast and just sharing our journey with you. One thing we want to make sure that we're doing is we're sharing our successes and our failures. I feel like a lot of times in life, because we live in this culture that we're in, people only show the highlights and everything is all good. It's all happy, but no one really shares their failures. Right. And I think we can learn a lot from our failures, right?
Definitely. Be transparent.
Absolutely.
And that's what really helps couples grow, is when you can see both ends of the spectrum. And like I'm telling you, we've, and a lot of other couples have been in fights and all this stuff, because you go into relationships not knowing what to expect, and then you make up your own expectations, and sometimes it just doesn't work out that way that you think it should.
But
hopefully we can share these things with you.
Yeah, but we don't want to just talk about marriage. We want to talk about a lot of other things. We want to talk about life in general.
Parenthood. Oh, my God.
Relationships with friends, you know, with your family. We want to talk about who we are as individuals and what that even looks like. Mm-hmm. And we have such an interesting dynamic. Like, my husband is an extrovert and I'm an introvert. How does that work?
How does that work?
So we want to talk about it all. We want to talk about sex. We want to talk about just everything. So stay tuned for our next episode where we take you on a little bit more of our journey. So stay tuned.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, guys. We can't wait to see you guys next time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.